And welcome back to another episode of Ignite Your Power, the Kathy Mao podcast. I'm so grateful you're here with me today. Today's episode is one I've been wanting to record for a long time. Like I mentioned in my last solo episode, that I wanted to do something about fasting because I think that is such an interesting topic. I've seen and studied a lot of this topic for a while, but I haven't said anything or done anything. So finally, I'm going to share my personal story with fasting, and then I'll talk about the pros and cons about it as well. And I know fasting can be very misunderstood, but just hear me out and hear what I have to say in this episode. And remember, this is not medical advice. This is education, empowerment, and my lived experience. So always talk to your doctor or provider before making big nutrition or health changes, okay? So this is just to get a perspective and do your own research and to really fill into what you think about fasting. All right, so if you don't really know what fasting is, it simply means cycling between periods of eating and not eating. The common forms of this fasting include a 12 to 14 hour overnight fast, which I did, or I know a lot of people doing it, or the 16-8 fasting, time-restricted eating, or alternate day fasting. So when you fast, your body shifts from using sugar for energy to using stored fat and ketones. Research suggests fasting can help reduce inflammation, blood sugar, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. For many people, fasting is really about metabolic health, not just weight. And what I've done a lot of research about, or what I've seen in general about fasting, is that fasting helps with reducing inflammation. Because think about it. The first thing that your body does, usually when you're feeding your body food, your cells and your body will work to digest that food. So your cells will be working really hard to digest the food instead of getting to whatever is already damaged inside your body. So if you don't eat and you just allow your body to do what it needs to do to heal, then you will have that time to heal. But if you're always feeding your body with food or junk, most of us eat processed foods, sugars. That's really bad for our body anyways. And so it needs more time to digest, and you're making your cells work really hard. And if you're not eating, your cells can work on other parts of your body that have inflammation. And so I think it's really great for endometriosis and infertility, because I noticed a difference and I was like, I didn't believe in fasting. I was like, no, it's really bad. But if you think about it, our society wants us to eat, right? Like, they're the ones who says we need to eat 3 times a day and we should always, or even 5 meals a day. That's insane if you think about it. We're always constantly eating. Do we really need that much food in our body? Because think about it. Our ancestors did not even eat that much, okay? And when they ate high nutrient-dense foods, like just protein or berries or veggies. None of this high-processed foods. But most of us is stuffing our face with chips, ice cream, very, very hard things to process. Think about that. And you're eating that 5 times a day. Holy guacamole. Think about what your body's doing. So when I heard about fasting and how you just give your body time to rest, whoa. And I also had a guest that came on and talked about fasting as well. And she did like a 30-day fasting. It's insane. And she just drank, like, bone broth and, like, water and juice, I believe. But it helped on her spiritual journey, too. So it's not only good for your physical body, it helps you spiritually as well. And I've heard a lot of people who do fasting and they get, like, some spiritual awakening or they get answers or something magical happens during their fast. So it's truly incredible what your body can do without food. And I always talk about the matrix, okay? The matrix is here for us to be trapped. And I truly believe that the system, the matrix, makes us eat. And that's why, if you think about it, they put so much money into doing research on how to make food so tasty, so addicting that you have to eat it, right? They have labs, they pay millions and millions of dollars for these people, scientists, to make the food addicting. And it just gets worse and worse if you think about the industry and how processed foods have been growing, and now even all our natural foods too. If you don't grow it yourself and you get it at the supermarket, right, it's all filled with pesticides and all these toxins that really contributes to your health. And so if you stop eating, even for what, from a 12-hour fast, from not eating in at night to all the way to like noon, you're going to see so much benefits. Okay. And I just did that for maybe a month and I already started seeing changes in a great way. I started not eating breakfast because I thought, oh, since I'm have endometriosis takes a lot of my nutrients and minerals. I was like thinking I need to replenish my body with the nutrients and minerals, so I need to eat at least 3 times a day. And then I was like, it's not really working for me. So then I was like, what happens if I just feed my body in the morning just some water and lemon with some Celtic salt and skip breakfast and see what happened? I felt so much better. I felt more energized. And I just felt like my body was actually able to heal itself, and I was less bloated. I noticed that I was way less bloated as well when I started fasting just for a short amount of time. I couldn't fast for like 24 hours. I'm not used to that yet. But you work your way up to that, right? So you work yourself up to 24 hours and then 48 hours. And then I heard that on the third day, if you do a 3-day fast, that's when spiritually you will start seeing changes and seeing changes in your energy. I have not been to that process, but I really want to try it after I'm pregnant and see how that journey will go. And actually it'll be a while because then I have to pump and feed my child's after I give birth. So it will be a while, but I will keep you posted whenever this happens. Or if anybody has experienced and done this, a 3-day fast at least, let me know what you have truly experienced. Because I'm very curious to see what happened for you. But I've seen many people, many stories about how it's pretty similar, where the third day they'll start seeing spiritual things and getting clarity and getting more energy. It's crazy. And you would think you would not get more energy, right? That's what our matrix society makes us believe, that we really need to eat all the time or else we're going to die or you're just going to get sick. But really, you're eating all the time and that's making you sick. And we're eating all the wrong things that's making you sick. Really? Isn't that crazy? So fasting helped me in a lot of my healing journey. For me, it helped me stabilize my energy, reduce inflammation, feel more connected to my body, feel more disciplined but not restricted, feel clearer mentally. And in my personal journey, I truly believe it helped prepare my body for pregnancy. And this is important because I listened to my body. I did not push extreme fasting and I would never fast while pregnant. So I'm just giving you my experience of what I did before I got pregnant to prep myself for it. But if I was not pregnant right now, I would continue fasting because I see so much pros. And I will talk about the cons as well. And again, everything might not be for you, but I'm all about giving you the most information as much as possible so you can make the best decisions for yourself. So research shows fasting can help improve insulin sensitivity and reduce inflammation. This matters because insulin directly impacts hormone balance, ovulation, and fertility. So for women with PCOS specifically, fasting may help improve menstrual regularity, reduce testosterone and androgen levels, improve insulin resistance, reduce inflammation. So some research found menstrual cycles normalized in about 33 to 40% of participants in certain studies. That's huge. And for fertility, right, not always negative like people fear, there's actually research showing intermittent fasting is often not harmful to reproductive hormones and may even help women with PCOS or infertility issues like me or people with endometriosis. So some studies show fasting can improve ovulation hormones, improve insulin resistance, support weight balance, and even losing about 5 to 10% body weight can improve fertility outcomes for certain people. Again, not a magic solution, but for some bodies, it can support healing. But I truly believe that women who have infertility issues, it's because our insides are so inflamed and we need hormone regulation. And so our body needs that extra help, the extra cells to really work and get rid of the inflammation in our body. So when you stop eating and you allow your body to have time to restore itself, think about how much it can do, right? And also think about it. Why is it when you're actually really sick, you don't feel like eating? Think about it. It's because your body needs time to restore itself. It needs time to heal. That is why you first thing you do is you don't want to eat and you just want to sleep. It's because your body is telling you to rest and not eat. Isn't that crazy? Think about that. Okay, so fasting may help with fat loss because your body starts using stored fat for fuel. And sometimes it helps people naturally eat fewer calories without obsessing. But I didn't do fasting for weight loss. I literally did it for my internal inflammation recovery, restoring, and to support it, right? But it can also give you mental and emotional clarity, like I said. So some early research suggests fasting may support mental clarity, mood balance, brain energy, metabolism, but results varies from person to person, obviously. And I think this is where body awareness matters most. And again, when you're not eating junk or jargon or whatever, all these highly processed foods that cloud your mindset, and sugar as well really makes your mindset a little messed up. And if you get rid of that, you'll have mental clarity, right? And your mood will balance itself out and you'll feel more normalized. And think about how when you give kids candy and they go crazy because they can't regulate their hormones, their emotions, because the sugar just overruns their body. And they're like, ah, right? And so how do you tell a kid who's all sugared up to calm down? That's not going to happen. It's because their body's so full of sugar and their brain's all whacked out. It's just same like adults when we eat processed foods or high sugar things and we don't give our body enough time to heal itself. It's just wild. So then when you give your body a pause, rest, think about it. It's so beneficial. Okay, so I don't want to just keep persuading you to fast. I will also give you the cons of fasting. And let's be honest, fasting is not magic and it is not for everybody. But I highly suggest to try at least, from eating stop at 8 to 12, you know what I mean? And just see how that goes. It takes baby steps as well. But Okay, I'm not trying to persuade you. So let's talk about the cons. It can cause hormone stress if overdone. So if fasting is too extreme, it can signal starvation to the body, which can sometimes disrupt ovulation or menstrual cycles, especially if you are undereating, chronically stressed, and already hormonally imbalanced. So again, really listen to your body, see if this is what you need to do. And the crazy part is I actually listened to my body because I was like, dude, my body's so inflamed. And I haven't been eating like the best also. And I just knew it. In my gut, I was like, it's inflammation. And then out of nowhere, I kept seeing things pop up about fasting. And I was like, okay, that's a sign. So if you're led to this episode, it's a sign for you to look into this. This may be something that you may need to do. Okay, so number two of a con is sustainability. Some people feel amazing fasting. Others feel exhausted, moody, or deprived. So lifestyle always matters more than trends. So again, just see how your body is. And again, I just want to emphasize, your body may be exhausted not just because of fasting, but it's because you may be really stressed. You're not drinking enough water. It's just like so many other factors that you can't just factor this one thing. Okay. And again, some people say the first day or the second day is the hardest, but once you get past the third day, it's easy. But again, start baby steps. Okay. Cons for number three is pregnancy. And this is very important. So most medical sources say fasting is not recommended during pregnancy because baby depends on your nutrient intake. So restricting calories during pregnancy can make it harder to get nutrients and hydration needed for baby development. So low glucose during fasting has been also linked to delayed detection of fetal movement in some research. So pregnancy is a different season of life. And so this is why I'm not suggesting you to do it during pregnancy, and I'm not doing it during pregnancy. But again, I am not even eating that much because I have like so crazy nausea. It's getting better, though. It's actually getting better. And when this airs, I will be 15 and a half weeks. No, I will be 16 and a half weeks pregnant. Exciting! So if you don't know my journey, I'm pregnant right now. So it's an exciting time for me. And then sorry for the nasally voice. I have been sick for the past week. And I'm trying to get over this cold or whatever it is. I don't know what it is, but it got me down for a little bit of time. But feeling much better now. Okay. Okay, number four of con for this is long-term unknown. Some newer research has raised questions about strict fasting windows and heart health risk. But experts say we need more data. So again, balance matters. So I guess there is no like long-term studies about fasting, but so far what I've noticed has been great for me. Okay, I personally believe fasting is not just about food. Like I said, it can be about resetting habits, learning hunger versus emotional eating, building self-trust, connecting to body signals, creating discipline without punishment. But fasting without self-love becomes stress, and stress is not healing. So this is so important too, because this is about mindset. When you're doing fasting, it's not about like, oh, I want to do it to lose weight. Remember, I keep telling you, this is not about losing weight. This is for your health. Honestly, it's to make sure that you're getting better, healthier, and you love yourself enough and you understand your body enough that this is what you're meant to do. This is not here to stress you out and to, yeah, put you on fight and flight. Like, that's terrible. And if you're not ready for it now, wait it out. Wait it out. It might not be the time right now, but it could be something that you get ready or prepare yourself for in the future to do. But the truth, most people won't say fasting is a tool. Okay, again, it's not a miracle. It's not required. It's not moral, not better than eating regularly. Your body is not a trend. Your fertility is not a trend. Your healing is not a trend. So how I personally approached fasting is, for me, it was gentle, flexible, body-led, seasonal, and I stopped when my body needed something different. Because healing is not rigid. Healing is responsive. and who should be very careful with fasting. Please talk to a provider if you are pregnant, breastfeeding, have diabetes, have a history of eating disorders, have chronic illness. Because again, I am not a, you know, doctor, a professional to give you medical advice. But again, this is about reminding you, you don't need extreme anything to heal. You just need consistency, nourishment, safety, self-awareness, and self-trust. Because your body is always communicating with you. The question is, are you listening? Truly, are you listening to your body? Are you listening and getting signs from higher source about what you need to do? Or how your health is? Or truly tapping into yourself? But fasting showed me that it was a part of self-love. It was a part of healing for me. And it just showed me that I was capable of doing certain things, which made me feel better and more confident. And yeah, even though you have a chronic illness or people say you have all these things, just really truly go with your gut feeling and to know if this is right for you or not. But I have seen a lot of people who've done fasting and have gotten really good results. And I've seen videos where people fasted for 3 days and they had crazy bloating. And then on the third day, like, the bloating totally went away. So you can try that. And I heard when you're fasting, try to do a water fast where you drink a lot of liquids. Obviously, you can do bone broth as well. You get a coffee, tea, I heard. But I have not done the full 24 hours yet or like 3 day fasting. I just did no food for like 8 p.m. to 12 or noon. I know other people have just did one meal a day, which they see so much improvements as well. So see what works for you. There's so many different ways to fast as well. Start looking into it. Because I know it really worked for me. It helped me connect to my body. It helped me listen more to my body and myself and made me tap into my intuition. I felt more energized. I felt lighter. I felt better. I felt less groggy. I was happier. And then eventually gave me the outcome that I wanted. It's not just this one thing that I did that got me pregnant, but I feel like this was one of the things that really helped get the inflammation down to get my body prepped for pregnancy. So try it or not. I don't know. Just let me know in the comments below what you think about this topic. I know a lot of people don't like it, but then a lot of people do. So this is like a very controversial topic for people. So I would love to hear what your insight is. And if you are on your healing journey, physically, emotionally, or spiritually, you don't have to do it alone. If you feel called, you can book a numerology guidance card reading with me, or you can book a one-on-one coaching session. And last but not least, you can join my BS community, or you can join my free Facebook community as well. And I also have this podcast, Ignite Your Power, the Kathy Mail podcast, for more free content. So I am here. I am a resource for you to get clarity, to even talk about this matter in more depth. I would love to hear what you think. And if you truly just want a consult, a free consult, I could do a 15-minute free empowerment session with you. And if you want that, just comment empowerment below and I will send you my calendar link. All right. So thank you for being here with me today and I'll see you in the next episode. And remember, you deserve clarity and you deserve to live the BS life. So go and ignite your power and live the BS life. Bye. I'll see you in my next episode. Thank you so much for spending this time with me on Ignite Your Power with Kathy Mao podcast. If today's episode resonated with you, take a deep breath and know this, you're exactly where you're meant to be. If you're feeling called to go deeper, I'd love to support you. You can work with me one-on-one or book a numerology guidance card reading with me. All are in the show links below. And if this episode supported you in any way, please share with someone who needs it.
leave a review or take a screenshot and tag me on social media. Your support helps this message reach more souls who are ready to step into their power. Until next time, keep choosing yourself, keep trusting your journey, and keep living your bliss soft life. I'll see you in the next episode. Bye!